This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And let me just tell you something. We now have a phone screener. I called for it last hour. 877-377-4373. Tell me something you're grateful for. That's what I want to know. Tell me something you're grateful for. Now, before we get to that, let us get to this. Joe Biden met with Vladimir Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, today. Just so you understand, we up to this date have given $66 billion, $66 billion to Ukraine. In this new $1.7 trillion omnibus package, there's another $45 billion. This number far outpaces anything, okay? Let's talk about something else. Everybody is refusing accountability for this. And what I mean by that is every time they pass one of these, somebody, one of the decent senators like Rand Paul usually or someone like that, will put up some kind of a bill saying, hey, can we at least track where this money's going? And it gets shot down every single time. Now, you know my position on the whole Russia-Ukraine thing has been well established. I hate Vladimir Putin. I don't care for Russia. I also understand that Ukraine is an extremely corrupt nation. It has been corrupt for a very, very, very long time. I don't trust them either. The only people I care about in this entire conflict are the women and children who are being displaced and frankly, the young men who are being killed in the conflict. Those are the only people I care about. Screw Vladimir Zelensky and screw Vladimir Putin. They're all a bunch of scumbags. Believe me, they are. They're all bad people and corrupt people. But my patience is starting to wear thin with money being sent to Ukraine and them laughing in our faces every single time we ask for some accountability for it. Americans are being crushed by inflation. The border is wide open. Fentanyl crisis. I could go through a list of 100 issues that are right here at home. And neither party seems interested in the least in the fact that we're not that interested. Remember one of the last bills that got passed, I think it was 99-1 in the Senate, if I remember right. It might have been 98-2. This is almost universal. These things pass. And we're out here wondering, where's our relief? Where's the small business relief? Instead, we're told, once again, that you have to care about this. And I can care very much about the innocent women and children of Ukraine while also acknowledging we shouldn't be sending in excess of Russia's entire military budget to Ukraine. You know Russia's military budget is like $65 billion for a year? We've already sent more than that to Ukraine with more on the way. And then Joe Biden has the guts to get up and say this
because
today.
We understand in our bones that Ukraine's fight is part of something much bigger. The American people know that if we stand by in the face of such blatant attacks on liberty and democracy and the core principles of sovereignty and territorial integrity, the world would surely face worse consequences. As I said, when Putin rolled his tanks into Ukraine in February, American people are prepared to have us stand up to bullies, stand up for freedom. That's who we are as Americans. And that's exactly what we've done.
Stand up to bullies. Okay, now, hold on. Let's pause here for a moment. Stand up to bullies. I don't care if you're on Team Ukraine. Frankly, I don't care if you're on Team Russia. I just told you my thoughts on it. All I care about is the innocent Ukrainian people. I hate both governments because they're both terrible, terrible governments. But stand up to bullies. Let's pause the whole David and Goliath act here. This isn't some plucky underdog taking on Russia. They have the backing of virtually every single Western nation pouring missiles and tanks and guns and everything else into them. Rwanda could take on Russia with the United States of America stroking $65 billion checks and sending them every piece of military equipment on the planet. So can we please stop with this plucky underdog story thing? It ceased being a plucky underdog the second the United States of America gave them a blank check. Well, they're the Spartan 300. Oh, stuff that. He went on to say this today. God, I hate these people.
To Ukrainian people, I say to them all, you have demonstrated, you have shown your strong stand against aggression in the face of the imperial appetites of autocrats who wrongfully believe they might be able to make might right, and they're not able to do it. Thus far, they've stood alone.
You know? Today, Junior?
Now, one more thing back on the bullies front. This is another thing I have to continually bring up time and time and time again. And again, we'll get to your calls here. 877-377-4373. You telling everybody what you're grateful for. We all have a blessing. But one more thing on this. Bullies. He talks about bullies like Vladimir Putin. And there's no question Vladimir Putin is a scumbag bully. Do you remember when Joe Biden, when he told us all he was losing patience with us? Do you remember that? I remember Joe Biden standing up in front of the American people and looking at everyone who had serious questions about the, quote, vaccine, people who didn't want it. And I remember him saying, we've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And then, after that, I remember that exact same president of the United States of America, Joe Biden, getting up and trying to have all of us fired if we didn't want it. Remember the employee vaccine mandate that he, completely unconstitutional and tyrannical. The president of the United States of America tried to have you fired if you didn't want to take a vaccine. So you're going to have to forgive me if I'm not that worried about the bullies that are over there in Russia when we have bullies all throughout our government. Oh, you have it, Chris? Oh, play it.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
But I'm supposed to worry about the Russian bullies, huh? Really?
This is not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you, the people you work with, the people you care about, the people you love. My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated.
The land of the free? It's what we're supposed to be, right? The land of the free. It's not about freedom. Listen to how they talk about it. Not about your personal choice. Don't be ridiculous, peasants. Do as I say. Again, stop telling me that I have to worry about these foreign bullies. We appear to have plenty of them right here in the old U.S. of A. Plenty of them. Now, let me tell you what it's time for. It is time to focus on something good. We're going to get to more ugly. There's plenty of ugly. The FBI responded to all the new allegations. Kevin McCarthy actually giving me a little bit of hope. I can't believe I'm going to say that. But first, we are going to do some blessings. It's almost Christmas time. I want to know what you're grateful for. It can be huge. It can be small. What are you grateful for? And remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Thursday. Get your questions in right now, not tomorrow, to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And yes, make sure somebody who you've sent away from home, who doesn't live at home, maybe mom, maybe a son, maybe a daughter, maybe the wife travels or husband, make sure they have a hero gun. Make sure they have something that they keep on them at all times that will stop an evil, violent person from hurting them. The hero gun, remember, shoots the pepper balls. They shoot 100 miles per hour, and when they hit, it hurts, and then it explodes in this pepper cloud. It's brutal. The hero arrow shoots this pepper gel. It's going, oh. No, we can't use the hero arrow on you, Chris. It'd be too much. Hero2020.com. You don't need a concealed carry permit. It's non-lethal. So even if they do that, I'm not a gun guy, Dad. Fine, sweetheart. You can shoot yourself with it on accident. It'd be fine. You'll hurt, but Hero2020.com, code Jesse, all right? State restrictions may apply. It's time for your blessings.
Is he smarter than everyone?
Who knows?
Does he think so? Yeah. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Tomorrow is my last day before Christmas break. I'm going on vacation. It's not the suit's fault this time. It's my fault. You can email me now your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. But there's enough ugliness in the world. We've got enough Chris. Let's focus on stuff that's beautiful. Let's focus on the blessings in your life. It's Christmas season. It is a time of joy for many. It's also a crappy time for many. If you've had loss and things like that, Christmas can be depressing. But we all have things we can be grateful for, huh? What are they? Remember, get right to it. Brody, Atlanta, go.
Hey, F.A. I'm grateful for part-time radio hosts. And last year I got rid of a psycho ex. And a couple months ago, I met me a new dime. And if you ask me if she's a keeper, I've already bought her a hero arrow. So there you go.
About that? I hope she doesn't use it on you. And I'm not part-time. That's not nice. And yes, it's always nice to cut somebody off. Get rid of that toxic person in your life. Barbie, St. Louis, go.
Barbie, I'm grateful that we will no longer have Joe as our president as of 2024. I'm also very grateful for the music that you play. I love it.
Not bad. Merry Christmas, Barbie. Merry, Merry Christmas. Phil, Colorado, go.
I am grateful for living in the only conservative town in Boulder County and for the snowstorm that's going to dump about 15 inches of snow and to be close to my family at Christmas time.
Amen. Amen. Close to family at Christmas is nice. Oh, quick side note. I'll get back to these in a second. 877-377-4373. I hate doing this, but I'm a father, so now I feel like I have to do this with everybody. There is a vicious, vicious cold front coming into this country. The level of viciousness depends on where you are. Here in Houston, I'm not discounting this, it'll get down into the 20s. You northerners, don't laugh. These southerners basically die when it gets into the 20s. In Montana, like where my folks and my sister live, 50 below. With wind chill, it's going to be 50 below. So, but it doesn't matter whether it's Houston or Montana or anywhere in between. There's a nasty, nasty cold front and winter storm coming through the country. So a couple things for you. One, burst pipes cost a fortune with the water leak that comes afterwards. Leave a drip in one or two faucets in your house. Just a little, wee little stream, wee little drip. Keep that water flowing. Moving water doesn't freeze. Okay, for the most part. Moving water doesn't freeze. Keep it flowing. In your home, doesn't hurt to keep the cabinets open underneath your sinks because that's where all the pipes are. Let some of that heat that's heating up your home warm up those pipes a little bit as well. But all that aside, that's more money stuff. I'm trying to save you money from a burst pipe. If you have to leave your home, driving somewhere, I don't have to tell you this for walking, but driving somewhere, no matter what, in cold like this, you prepare to walk. Period. End of story. You dress to walk. I'm just going to the gas station. Okay. If that car hits a patch of ice, someone else hits a patch of ice, someone's not looking, you're rolled over in a ditch and you have to crawl out, are you going to die freezing to death while you walk to the gas station or back home? I tell my sons this all the time, no matter what the weather is, heat, rain, no matter what. When we leave the home, you prepare to walk because you might walk. People die in Montana every year. You know, that's where I grew up. They die every single year. patch of ice, snow, whatever the case may be. Car ends up in the ditch. No one's coming to get them, and they don't have the gear in the car with them to keep themselves warm. And they lay in this car, and they freeze to death overnight. When you leave your home, prepare to walk. All right? There. There. Dad Jesse's done. I just had to get that over with. Dad Jesse's done, Chris. All right? Something else. And I know this is going to be a lot, and I'll get back to these calls here in a second. Be prepared. This is going to be an adjustment for you, for your Biloxi shrimp to take a little bit longer to thaw out, because I keep all mine frozen, and I now have it down to a science how long it takes that bag to thaw out when I drop it in the freezer. If it gets down to 40 degrees in your home, that's going to take longer. I'm just trying to make sure you're prepared so you don't have to abandon your shrimp scampi plans or your shrimp taco plans. Oh, we made shrimp tacos with the Biloxi shrimp. Oh, you didn't have any of those. Sorry about that, Chris, with the shellfish thing. But unlike Chris, you can enjoy Biloxi shrimp. American shrimp. Go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 10% off, all right? BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo Jesse. Jomi, Kansas City, what are you grateful for?
I am grateful for my wife. She, two and a half years ago, signed up to be a travel RN. I'm going to go ahead and promise you she didn't do it for the money. The woman's got a heart of gold. But what really made me grateful for her is because she went on contract October 12th in Wichita, Kansas. I'm currently left to East Tennessee at 6 a.m. this morning, driving to Wichita, Kansas, going through Kansas City right now. But the fact that she has been out here since October 12th, I didn't even get to see her for Thanksgiving. But I'm getting 5 days with her right now because she's putting the people even before me.
That's
takes
freaking
heart,
wonderful. Man. You going to take her to Red Lobster or someplace nice?
Man, we ordered Biloxi, so you never know.
That's even better, my friend. Enjoy your time with your dime. You have earned it, and so has she. That's cool. Johnny, the truck driver, go.
Hey, yeah, Jesse, I'm happy and grateful for the ability to give. Over the last three decades, I've donated upwards of $100,000 to combat vets with PTSD. And I have a daughter who doesn't expect. She wants to give also. She sees the giving and she follows it. Putting a smile on somebody's face is much more important to me than receiving a gift.
Amen. It is the Christmas season, the time of giving, not getting. We are doing the best we can to drill that into the head of our sons over and over and over and over again. It is a time to give. Seth, St. Louis, go.
Jesse, I'm grateful for the Israel trip that's coming up with you. And I think it might be sold out. I never hear you promote it anymore.
I don't think it is quite sold out yet, but I'll have to check with those. Is it close, Chris? Okay, Chris says it's very, very close. It's not sold out yet, but dude, I was just talking with the wife about this, last night or the night before, Seth, I don't remember. I'm starting to really geek out. I'm starting to look at all the history of all the places we're going to go. It's going to be sick. No, it's not. I don't think it's sold out yet. ChristianExpedition.com/Jesse. I know they're getting close. If it won't let you click, if that URL doesn't work or it doesn't let you buy it, then I'm sorry, it is sold out. I try to be as nice. I don't know how to say this. I tried to tell people without being a used car salesman that it was going to sell out. They warned me it was going to sell out, but you sound like such a used car salesman. Buy now or while supplies last. But I'll check with them. I'll check with them. Maybe it's okay. All right. More 877-377-4373. More of what you're grateful for. And the FBI responds. Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Christmas is so... Chris, I know you're Jewish. Do you think we could get some Christmas music? Or should we not do Christmas music? It's... You know what? That's right. I support your decision making. Everyone does Christmas music. We'll get one song? Well, which song is it going to be? We can't rely on you. Maybe we can go with Michael's choice on the Christmas music instead of yours since he, believes in Jesus. I think maybe we should go that route. All right, before we get back to the calls 877-377-4373 about what you're grateful for. The FBI has finally issued... Oh, wait a minute. This is breaking news.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
FBI lashes out at conspiracy theorists over the Twitter files criticism. Remember, it's been revealed now. Concrete evidence. We have all the correspondence that the FBI works with Twitter hand in hand. In fact, they pay them to censor right-wingers they don't like. It's really unbelievable. The organization should have been shut down immediately. And the FBI responded and basically, well, this is what they said. The correspondence between the FBI and Twitter show nothing more than examples of our traditional longstanding and ongoing federal government and private sector engagements, which involve numerous companies over multiple sectors and industries. As evidenced in this correspondence, the FBI provides critical information to the private sector in an effort to protect themselves and their customers. The men and women of the FBI work every day to protect the American public. This is the coup de grace here. It is unfortunate that conspiracy theorists and others are feeding the American public misinformation with the sole purpose of attempting to discredit the agency. Here's a heads up. The agency is more than discredited. It is a clear and present danger to the United States of America. They are entrapping citizens, setting up citizens. They are censoring citizens. They are destroying lives. They are running cover for the Biden crime family. They had Hunter Biden's laptop for 2 years and only warned Twitter that it was Russian disinformation right when it was about to come out and hurt Joe Biden. The Federal Bureau of Investigation is a clear and present danger to the country. Enough of that. What are you grateful for? Dave in Denver, go.
Yes, sir. Jesse, I am grateful for a loving family that I have that, you know, but I'm also really grateful for you and your crew, Jesse. You are helping all of us. You are just, I'm grateful for you. Thank you so much for all you do. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure, my friend. I don't know if I'm helping anybody, but my job's to try to make your day better. All right. If I can do that at all, I know I don't have an important job. If I can do that, that's good enough for me. 877-377-4373. George in California, tell me something you're grateful for.
Hey, Jesse. Thanks for all the AM radio and stuff. I used to listen to NPR, and NPR was terrible. Same story over and over. But now I get fresh new content and a new way of looking at life. Thank you.
You betcha, brother. You betcha. DB in Georgia, what are you grateful for?
We love Jesse.
Hey, man, 3 years ago, almost lost my daughter to a diabetic coma when we found out she was a type 1 diabetic, so I am grateful that we did not lose her. I'm 53 years old. I'm the youngest of 9 kids, and every one of us are still walking around. And on a lighter note, I am grateful for the Jesse Kelly Show. I'm glad I found you guys a few months ago. And, dude, I'm grateful for flavor every single day. What would you do without flavor, Jesse?
That is such a great one. There's so many parts of this call that are great. Obviously, the daughter thing is the big part. And having all your siblings alive is big. I'm 41. I'm not 53. But it's starting to happen where not my generation necessarily, although everyone's lost somebody, but people who are like my parents' generation are starting to die. And it is weird. It's not something you think about when you're in your 20s. They're starting to die. And if you're 53 and the youngest of that many siblings and they're all up kicking around, that is something to be grateful for. Flavor is underrated, man. It's one of the ones you never think about, right? You just never think about that. What's that, Chris? Yeah, salt. Salt, sugar. I used to talk about this before. I'll get back to these, and we're going to get to Sean Penn being an idiot, and I have to compliment Kevin McCarthy and some emails and all kinds of stuff. But I used to talk about this before. I've done history stories before about the spice trade back in the day. And the spices, so many of them came from basically India, that area over there. And it turned into this lucrative worldwide business. The spice trade did. And there were wars fought over it. People died. People on the high seas fighting for the spices and the money that comes from the spices. And what's insane to me is this. Food was so bland and crappy back then that if you had cinnamon, you had a bar of gold. You did. You had a bar of gold. Today, you want something. I want to say dumb, but something you should be grateful for. You never think of. I want you to think of your spice cabinet. I want you to just open up your. Everyone has a spice cabinet. Everyone does. Onion powder, garlic powder, pepper, salt, all these things. Cinnamon. You have these things. Everyone has these things. Open up that spice cabinet and take a look at it. And sit there and brew on the fact that here you are, a normal person. Ancient kings would have killed people by the thousand for the contents of your spice rack. Didn't that blow you away? Our standard of living, so much about our standard of living blows me away. It was a couple days ago. I was asking the boys what they wanted for dinner, and I was just kind of messing around the house. The wife was out doing appointment stuff. And my oldest son says, "Hey, I want Jesse Kelly burgers because he's only human." But I didn't have any burger thought out, so I had to run to the store. So I throw him in the car with me. We drive down to the store. I go in, I get the burgers and the buns and everything else for the world famous Jesse Kelly burgers. And as I'm coming home, it occurs to me. I look over at this sack of groceries sitting there. It's like $20, where it's just burger buns and stuff like that. And it occurred to me, how easy is life? What's involved in making a cheeseburger 100 years ago, let alone 200? I wanted to make a burger for my son. I got in my car. I drove 10 minutes to the grocery store where it was all right there for me, threw it in the sack, drove home. They were in the frying pan with 25 minutes after he said he wanted it. That's cool, isn't it? I think that's really freaking cool. I think there's a lot to be grateful for that all of us, definitely myself included, that we forget about sometimes. All right, so I'm going to get back to these what are you grateful for phone calls. I'm going to pay Kevin McCarthy a compliment. I'm just Mr. Sunshine tonight, Chris. Maybe Kevin McCarthy has been taking a male vitality stack from Chalk. Maybe so. I'm looking at Kevin McCarthy, and all of a sudden he sounds decent. Maybe a 20% increase in 90 days, and his testosterone is the reason. Fellas, ladies, let me tell you something. I heard from a friend in medicine today, not a doctor. I won't go into the details of it. And he said, trust me on this. You need to take better care of your physical health now because of the condition of America's medicine. It's really, really bad out there. Part of that is making sure your testosterone levels are up, fellas. Your energy levels are up, ladies. Unless we keep these things in balance, our bodies get out of whack and things get screwed up. A male vitality stack or a female vitality stack from Chalk, natural herbal supplements can help keep you away from the doctor. And that has to be the goal, staying away from the doctor. And they have endless amounts of herbal supplements on there, natural. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse gets you 35% off. choq.com, promo code Jesse, 35% off the subscription. So get a subscription, all right? We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I guess we have our answer to what that one Christmas song is going to be here. Beach Boys, totally support it. One of the great bands of all time. Nobody talks about it. They don't get near enough credit. You know what? You're never in a bad mood listening to the Beach Boys. That's a fact. And we're not going to talk about the fact that only one of them can surf, because when I found that out, that was devastating. Let's do a little brief Sky is Green here before we get back to this.
We were even able to see, as of last night, a lot of migrants just crossing, and migrants I spoke to this morning saying they haven't had any interaction with U.S. immigration authorities. They just walked right in.
Now let's go to Corinne Diversity Hire.
It is not that simple. It's not just that people are walking across the border.
They are. All right. Now, you're hard on the Republican weenies, rhinos, establishment, the low-T GOP, whatever you want to call them, you're hard on them. I am hard on them, to put it mildly. We need to give credit where credit is due. Kevin McCarthy is currently fighting to be Speaker of the House, and I'm sure that's going to be part of this. He needs virtually every Republican to vote for him if he's going to be Speaker of the House. there are a few really, really, really great Republicans in the House of Representatives. And I need to stress this. There are. We can't say, we should never say, although I'm sure I've said it, they're all trash. They're all garbage. No, they're not. There are some freedom fighters there that are incredible. And there's a group of them, the same group of guys who are studs every single time, who are coming out loudly and proclaiming that this whole bill is unjust, and they're proclaiming something else. They're saying, if the GOP goes through with this, then us, our caucus, we will stop any bill from any member of the Senate GOP that comes to the House. We will block it all as revenge for what you're attempting to do to the American people. Now, it's all the studs. It's Chip Roy, Chip's the man, Dan Bishop, Scott Perry, Eli Crane, who's not even in office yet, came out. Anna Paulina Luna, that dime from Florida. So there's very, very impressive. There's this core group of people. But again, remember this about Congress. It's a caucus measuring contest. Is your caucus big enough to swing weight around? If I go to Congress, which as I've proven twice, that's not going to happen. But if I go to Congress and I have a two-man caucus, the Anti-Communist Party, and it's just two, it's one other dude joins me, we don't have any weight. Our caucus is too small. We don't have any weight. Well, we're not voting for that. They'll just laugh and say, oh, okay, well, losers, it's two of you. Who cares? But if the Anti-Communist caucus gets to be a huge caucus, well, now you can swing that weight around and you can get things done. Now I stand up and say, hey, me and the whole Anti-Communist caucus, we're out. Well, now they have to listen. So just Chip and Scott Perry and Dan and some of these others, them getting up and levying that threat was nice. It was nice to see somebody fighting, but it wasn't enough. Kevin McCarthy came out and backed them. He came out and he backed them. Kevin McCarthy, if he's Speaker of the House, he came out and essentially said, yeah, when I'm Speaker, this is what he said. This is a direct quote. When I'm Speaker, their bills will be dead on arrival in the House if this nearly $2 trillion monstrosity is allowed to move forward over our objections and the will of the American people. So, obviously, yes, Chris, we do have to hold him to it. And who knows how real this is. But that's a voice we needed at this time. Because we were losing ground on this thing. That is an important voice. How about that? Something else to be grateful for. All right. Tell me something you're grateful for. Bjorn in Littleton, go.
I am grateful for the opportunity to have served in the armed forces and for all the veterans out there, such as yourself. Makes you my brother.
What branch you serve in, Bjorn?
Army.
Oh, I thought you said you were in the armed forces. I'm kidding. Quit. We can make jokes. 877-377-4373. Anthony, Tennessee, go.
Hey, Jesse, love the show. And I am thankful to be pro-choice.
Hey. Why?
I do think Joe Biden and Kamala Harris should have been aborted. Merry
Christmas. That's not right, Anthony. Bruce, California, what are you grateful for?
I'm not a big fan of big pharma, but I started coming down with and was diagnosed on Saturday with Chinese virus, and I'm up today, this afternoon anyway, pulling a battery from a piece of earth-moving equipment, and now I'm cleaning and servicing it. So
what'd you
I'm
take?
Pretty happy with that. Well, I can tell you.
Never mind. I don't care that much. Steve in Oregon, go.
Hey, Jesse. I was homeless for a year and a half, and this summer I got housing, and I'm really grateful for shelter and having a toilet to use whenever I want and being able to wear clean clothes.
Shoot, that ain't too bad. What are you doing for a living? You got a job yet, Steve?
No, I'm working on I got a couple health problems I'm working on.
Okay. All right. Keep us posted on that, man. We're praying for it. Let's keep Steve in our prayers, and that's awesome. Look, another thing you don't think about. This is one of those things I try to bring up to my sons all the time. A roof over your head. Look, we got this cold front coming through Texas. Don't mock us here. Okay, 20s is freezing for these Southerners. And I tell them, you know what we're going to do if it gets cold in the house? We can go over and turn up the heat. Or if we're trying to save some money, just throw another blanket on, roof over your head. You're not out there in the wind. Take a drive, especially if you're anywhere near a big city. Take a drive out there. A lot of people, drug addicted, alcohol addicted, mental problems, physical ailments like Steve there. A lot of people don't have a place to stay at all. Do you have a place to stay? Something to be grateful for. I'm grateful for phone service. I'm grateful that I can right now pick up my phone and I can call anyone I want. I can call my mom. I can call the wife, sister. I can text my sons funny memes, do whatever I want. And I have the comfort of knowing that I'm not paying communists for the privilege because I'm paying Pure Talk. I don't pay Verizon anymore. I did. I don't pay AT&T. I don't pay T-Mobile. I'm tired of being waterboarded with the cultural Marxist filth every time those people make a TV commercial. I have switched to Pure Talk. We saved a fortune. Fortune. Half. Our bill got cut in half. Saved a fortune as a family of four. And Pure Talk actually loves my country. So not only am I grateful to be able to text and call, I'm grateful I don't have to pay scumbags for the privilege. Right now, you save a pile of money yourself. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an extra 50% on top of everything else off your first month. #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right? All right. Todd in the Woodlands, what are you grateful for?
To be alive, because too many times as a veteran from OIF2, I have not wanted to be alive. So every day that I am alive, I am grateful and thankful.
You keep on breathing in that alive air. Every day above ground is a good day. 877-377-4373. Tell me what you're grateful for. As you heard, it doesn't have to be huge. It can be small. I love the small stuff. Small stuff we don't see. Because there are so many people right now, in all seriousness, so many people going through hard things. Christmas gets hard when you've lost a loved one. Mom, dad, God forbid, son, daughter, brother. Christmas time takes on a new meaning because the people who are usually there aren't there anymore. And sometimes, it's easy. I've done it in my life. Get stuck in a rut, and all you look around and all you see are things to feel bad about. But I promise there are blessings in your life you're not acknowledging. All right? I make the mistake, too, of, I can't see. Woe is me. No. You have blessings. 877-377-4373. Now, you have blessings, but we also have curses. And one of those curses, his name is Sean Penn. We'll make fun of him next.
This is an iHeart podcast.